Well, hello there, my friend. This is Gina Scalpone. I'm a seasoned stylist for 26 years, and I'm a marketing strategist. Thank you for tuning in to my podcast episode today, my friend. Today's episode, we're going to talk about how to become hyper-efficient. I don't know about you, but do you sometimes feel like you're running around in circles and not getting a whole lot done? Inside my programs, the thing that comes up so often is my students not being able to accomplish their goals and get all the things done. They're having issues with work-life balance. So, my friend, do you have issues with work-life balance? So today, if you do, today, hopefully this podcast episode will help you out. 5 ways to create efficiency in your life as a small business owner. Okay, here we go. Number 1, use small pockets of time to, I'm air quoting, get things done. Don't wait until you have an hour or 2 hours to, let's say, organize your kitchen or create an Instagram post. Instead, use small pockets of time very wisely. So I'm going to share with you how I use a small pocket of time for, to be specific, 20 minutes just recently. My honey and I have a little 8-week-old little girl. At the time of this recording, it is mid-July of 2022, and she was just born. So we went to a wedding a few weeks after she was born. My really good friend got married. And, of course, I was hair and makeup ready, done, all that good stuff. We came home, put our little daughter to bed. My mom came down to the city and watched her for a few hours, our first night out. It was so much fun. And my honey went out to walk our little dog, Vinny. So I thought, well, I'm camera ready. The baby's sleeping. My honey and my dog are out of the house, which means it'll be quiet. Why don't I record a couple Instagram reels? If you haven't checked out my reels yet, head on over to the show notes now and go to my Instagram account. I share reels almost every day on my Instagram account. They're so much fun. So they're videos and they're short videos. So I have to record it when I'm camera ready. So I changed my outfit 3 different times. I pulled my ring light and all around my house, in my studio, by my front door, in my living room, and I recorded. I had 20 minutes, you guys. That is a lot of time, free time for a new mom. So I just took a little bit of time. I'm like, you know what? I could get my pajamas on and hop on the couch and watch some TV, or while I'm camera ready, which as a new mom, you're not quite camera ready that much. Camera ready meaning hair and makeup is done. I thought, let me take advantage of this 20 minutes that I have. So that's one way that I used a small pocket of time to get things done. Or here's another example. When I'm, let's say, waiting at the doctor's office for 5 or 10 minutes, or waiting for a client, or when my fiance and I are driving out to, let's say, the suburbs, and I'll be in the car for, let's say, 30 minutes, I create content. I'll just start writing a social media post. I'll start creating I have advanced training I show for my students inside my monthly membership. And I'll just start writing content. I send out weekly emails. So I'll start creating content for that. Anytime I have a little bit of time in my schedule, again, 5 or 10 minutes, I am in my notes section on my phone, which is always next to me, my phone and my notes. And I start taking notes or I start creating a post. So I want you to just be efficient with a little bit of time that you have. So that's 1. 2, make a list. Write it down, or I promise it will not get done. So I write everything down, even the simple things like work out or look into upcoming color classes. So just think about that. Write things down, make it literal. You won't forget, and it helps hold you accountable to your priorities. So just yesterday, my honey was about to make dinner, and he said, "Hey, babe, go hop in the shower while I cook." I looked at the tasks and my tasks of things I have to get done. I looked at my schedule, pulled it out on my calendar, like things right to keep notes. And I thought, well, I have about 20 minutes and I'm dying to clean out my makeup bag and my makeup kit. It was like a huge mess. I hadn't cleaned it out in, like, let's say 6 months. So I could spend about 20 minutes organizing that, cleaning it out, wiping everything down, throwing away old makeup and washing my makeup bag and kit, or I could take a shower. And I thought to myself, how do I want to spend my 20 to 30 free minutes of time? So I decided to skip the shower. I took it this morning instead, and I cleaned out my makeup kit. It felt so good today to wake up and look at my clean and organized makeup kit. Okay, 3, don't beat yourself up. If you don't accomplish everything you want to get done, don't beat yourself up. Just move it over to the next day. Period, the end. 4, ask for help. I look at the task and I ask myself, could someone else do it? Could someone on my team do it? Can I ask my fiance to do it to help me out? So for example, on my Instagram account, I asked my graphic designer to create a cover photo for the highlight section on my Instagram account. When you go to a business page on an Instagram account, there's the highlight section at the very top. So it's someone can go to it right away and learn what you're about. And I have about 15 little highlights of my business and my personal life. And I wanted to move some things around, add some more. And I had these cover photos created and designed for a couple months. And I couldn't really figure out like how I wanted to move them around, what I wanted to add. So I thought to myself, why don't I just ask Trish, who's my VA, my virtual assistant, to help me out. So I sent her an email last week. I'm like, can you help me out? This is what I was thinking. What are your thoughts? Blah, blah, blah. So I tasked out something that I've been wanting to get done that I just haven't gotten done. So I thought, someone else could take care of this. I know they could. Here's another example, something in my personal life. I wanted to order a new dog bed for my little senior rescue pup. His hips, he has hip dysplasia, so his hips have been hurting. And the old dog bed he had is just very old and raggedy. And I wanted to get a different shape one, one that would be more comfortable for him. So I had it on my list to go on Amazon, order the dog bed, blah, blah. So finally, I just asked my fiance, I'm like, babe, can you order a new dog bed for Vinny? No problem. What kind do you want? Pull it up, whatever. Okay, so we got the new dog bed today. It's awesome. Threw the old dog beds away. It was so nice to have somebody else help me out, aka task out that thing that needs to get done. So on a side note, if you don't have support in your business, my friend, I want you to consider hiring out or building up your team. You can't do it all and you're not good at everything. I talk about this idea, this strategy over and over again with students that go through my program that are inside my membership. I want them to hire out. I don't care if it's a virtual assistant. I don't care if it's someone coming in to clean your salon. I don't care if it's someone to help you build your website. Hire out, my friend. Okay, number 5, prioritize your priorities. If you have a list of what you want to accomplish that week or that day, you can look at it objectively and see what's most important with that window of time that you do have available. So it could be as simple as if you have 20 minutes, you could, should I do the dishes? Should I vacuum the house? Should I create a few reels or should I email my clients back? Do I take a nap or do I get a manicure? It could be that simple. So I want you to prioritize your priorities. Okay, let's recap here, my friend. How to become hyper efficient. 5 ways. Number 1, use small pockets of time to get things done. Number 2, make a list or it won't get done. Number 3, don't beat yourself up if you don't accomplish everything you want. Number 4, ask for help. And number 5, prioritize your priorities. I hope this podcast episode helped you out. Go head on over to my Instagram account. The link is in the show notes and say hi to me. Let me know which one of these ideas really resonate with you. Thank you so much for listening, my friend, and I will talk to you soon. Mwah.